Okay, anyway, we're back on the air. I don't know what happened there, little technical difficulties maybe, or perhaps the bumper just didn't want to play. We have union bumpers here. But anyway, welcome back to the show. Reverend Ted Pike, our guest right now, a man we are very blessed to call a friend, a great Christian soldier fighting in this battle to protect our people, whether they deserve it or not, from the Orwellian hate crimes legislation that we see rampant throughout Europe and the rest of the world. America is one of the last places where we don't have these laws, but they're doing everything they can to get them here. And I believe I can say sincerely that they would have already been here if it wasn't for the work of Reverend Ted Pike. Ted, thanks for holding the line. Keith, you've been waiting very patiently. I appreciate that. Do you have a question for Reverend Pike?
Yeah, good evening. I wanted to talk to Ted for a long time. I've listened to your interviews or your sessions with Dale Bradford Smith. You know, I first of all, on Friday, October 10th, I interviewed Lady Michelle Renoff, and she had some interesting things to say. At the same time that Tobin was being arrested, an Israeli general flew in. Somehow they managed to get an indictment against him. But, of course, him being one of the, quote, chosen people, the jet just turned around and flew back to Israel. But they arrested Tobin. Now, the other thing I wanted to say is I do not believe that it's enough to just, you know, study and find out that the Jews are really descendants of the Canaanite families. They're a Mongol race. They're not related to the 12 tribes of Israel at all. We have to go out and say who Israel is. I've got all the proof here that all the Western Christian European nations, the white Caucasian race, are the true descendants of the 12 tribes of Israel. Do you know how many billions of people are going to perish without knowing who their God is or who they are? So they understand that simple fact, and I wish Dale Bradford Smith could come to that realization. He will not accept Christianity. He's in the same boat that Eustace Mullins.
Nice. Well, these are all interesting points, and I appreciate you making them. Ted, anything you want to say to any of that?
Well, you're expressing the identity or the Anglo-Israel point of view, and I really don't agree with that. I think it's very clear that in the 11th century A.D., a huge Jewish population, which were authentic Jews, descended from the tribe of Judah, the southern tribe of Judah, under the exile of Nebuchadnezzar in the 6th century B.C. After 1,600 years in Babylon, this huge Jewish population, which is an authentic Judean population, did disperse throughout the Mediterranean, North Africa, eventually Spain, and then with the expulsion under Ferdinand and Isabella in 1492, many, of course, went back east to Turkey and the Middle East, but many also went into northern and western Europe. Now, it is true that there are many Japhetic so-called Jews. The Ashkenazim of the East are descended from the Khazar Empire, probably at least several million Japhetic Gentiles who converted to Judaism in about the middle of the 9th century A.D. And these Eastern European Gentiles have partially fused and intermarried beginning in about the 16th century with the Western German Jews and Sephardic Jews, authentic Jews. And it's true that the majority of Jews today are actually proselytes to Judaism, are not really true. But what you're saying is that actually the lost 10 tribes of Israel, which were deported under the Assyrians about 720 B.C., have now surfaced as the Western nations, the Christian nations of the Western Hemisphere, including America. That's a really far stretch for me, and it's very far, in my opinion, from being fact.
Well, Reverend Ted Pike, you can agree to disagree with the caller on that. A little bit off topic, still an interesting subject, but doesn't really pertain to hate crimes, which was what we were talking about before. 5 seconds to break. Reverend Pike, please hold the line. I want to be sure to give you the opportunity to plug your website one more time and address this very important issue. We'll be back right after this, ladies and gentlemen.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the political cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
Let's go.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had tumors. five heart attacks, and I had a 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
At the time of death, loved ones are forced to make many important and difficult decisions. Planning together allows families to avoid difficult decisions in the future and gives you peace of mind now. Autumn Woods Memorial Park is a new perpetual care cemetery located 1 mile south of Goodman Road in Olive Branch, Mississippi. Autumn Woods is the largest cemetery in DeSoto County and serves the entire DeSoto County, Memphis metropolitan area. Autumn Woods Memorial Park allows for a dignified and peaceful final resting place. Autumn Woods Memorial Park is locally owned and operated. The staff is committed to providing the best possible service at the most affordable price. Autumn Woods Memorial Park now has side-by-side lots starting at $600. Come by and visit our beautiful property, conveniently located at 6240 Davison Road in Olive Branch, Mississippi, or call us at 901-521-9520. You can also find us online at www.autumnwoodsmemorialpark.com.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on to the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
And now, let's return to the political cesspool.
All right, welcome back to this broadcast of the political cesspool with James Edwards and yours truly, Winston Smith. It's my pleasure to be here with, co-hosting with my friend and my brother, James Edwards. And it's especially my pleasure to be on the air with Reverend Ted Pike of the National Prayer Network. You can access all of Ted Pike's writings and the information that he presents at his website, www.truthtellers.org. Reverend Pike, before we have to let you go, I do want to get a word in edgewise, and I just wanted to ask you, I want to get back on topic with the Mr. Tobin situation, and I wanted to ask you, how is what Israel is doing to Christians and to people like Mr. Tobin, how is that different from the very things that they decry and that they say that, that Jews endured during Nazi Germany? It seems like they are doing exactly the same things of which they accuse everyone else of.
Well, that's a very good question. You see, Jesus described the ancient Pharisees as the quintessential hypocrites. They pontificated for the benefit of others, sitting in Moses' seat, he said, but they did exactly the opposite. And ADL B'nai B'rith, they sit up in their high seat and they twist and turn the time-honored values and ethical concepts and guides of society into perverse definitions that turn society on its head. They turn love into hate and hate into love. They turn godly witnessing to homosexuals into hate, and they turn tolerance of homosexuality into love and tolerance, etc. So there is no sense here, but But what you're saying is that they are claiming special and unique exemption from criticism as unusually persecuted and harassed a people throughout the millennia, and yet here, as soon as somebody criticizes one of their favorite causes, then they are ready to bring out the hate crimes gestapo, arrest them at the airport, take them off in chains to at least 6.5 years of prison, as Ernst Zundel is experiencing in Germany. This is the height of hypocrisy and of injustice.
And yet we put up with it. Why is it that stupid white Christians put up with this and even encourage it?
Well, the whole Holocaust business, the Shoah industry, is dedicated to the proposition that the Jews have suffered more uniquely, more deeply than any other race in human history. And that's why the 6 million figure is so important to them. It exaggerates and it keeps this idea that this is so excessive and so bad that society owes a lack of criticism, a lack of scrutiny to the Jewish people forever. And what you see the Zionists have been doing since 1945 is riding, getting a free ride out of the Holocaust, that they are beyond criticism. Their experiment in Israel should receive unprecedented funding and blessing and unconditional support from Christian America. And no, it doesn't matter that perhaps 100 million Christians and Gentiles were killed under Jewish Bolshevism in Russia and 40 million under Chinese communism and so on. No, the fact of the matter is that only Jewish suffering is really important. That's why we have a huge multi-million dollar Holocaust Museum in the mall in Washington, D.C., dedicated not to the victims of Soviet communism or Chinese communism or the Armenian massacre. Oh, no. No, that's not really important compared to Jewish suffering. Only Jewish suffering deserves this huge edifice in the mall, which millions of Americans traipse through every year ingesting Zionist propaganda.
I tell you, Winston, I don't know if we could come up with a question that could elicit a better answer than that one. Very well put, Reverend Pike, and I'm very glad you're on our side on this. When I say our, I mean the Christian side, the side of goodness and righteousness and justice. And thank you for the work you have done for so long, and not just laboring in vain, as so many of us do. Your work has been very effective, and we appreciate you fighting on behalf of Dr. Frederick Tobin. I don't even know the gentleman. But I know that no one should be subjected to what he's going through tonight. If you want to read more about it, ladies and gentlemen, go to Reverend Ted Pike's website at truthtellers.org. There you can find the action plan if you want to get involved on behalf of Dr. Frederick Tobin. And not just that, though, much, much more with regards to hate crimes legislation and everything else that we've been talking about this evening can be found at Ted Pike's website. Ted, you're always our one of our very favorite guests, and I do believe you have made more appearances on this show than anybody. So that would put you number one with the bullet on the political cesspool chart-topping list. So
well,
thanks for making another appearance tonight, my friend, and thanks for fighting the good fight.
Yeah, I'm going to be really a pest this winter, so you get ready for me.
We'll have you on every week, just like the old days.
Good night, guys.
Hey, take care. God bless you. Reverend Ted Pike, everybody. Check him out at truthtellers.org. And thanks for being with us, Ted. Winston, I tell you what, this has been a marathon tonight. I'm exhausted. How about you?
Well, I haven't done much. I've been enjoying listening to you, bear the heavy load. But you do it with grace and with taste. And how can you lose with such guests? How can you go wrong with such guests?
You really can't. And, you know, it's been a real tight show tonight. It seems like it was yesterday that we had Paul Craig Roberts on. That was earlier tonight. We've been through so much already, and it's all been very good information, very big topics, too. I mean, a guy like Paul Craig Roberts on the show tonight talking about the economy, Gordon Baum talking about national news that he played a part in with regards to the Obama legal wranglings in Missouri, where they were trying to sue people that said, you know, for comments as mild as saying Obama isn't a Christian, which I think almost anyone would agree with. Of course, Reverend Ted Pike tonight talking about hate crimes, which is a perpetual issue. And it's October. Yeah, I just looked up. You know, we've been so busy. It's October. The political cesspool turns 4 years old in a couple of weeks. On October 26th, we'll be celebrating our fourth birthday. We have come so far and have grown so much, and it's all thanks to our listening audience and, of course, the great guests, three of which you've already heard tonight. Dr. Kevin McDonald still forthcoming this evening, but before we talk about that, I want to get Kyle on the line. I believe this is Kyle Rogers from South Carolina. He has been holding on the line, Winston, since Gordon was on. So that's been about an hour. Kyle, is that you?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, how's it going, buddy? Good to hear from you tonight. Thanks for holding the line.
Pretty good.
Well, what can we do for you? We got about 4 minutes before break. You can have them all.
Well, I think that McCain is practically throwing the election.
Wait, are you talking about what he said at that rally that Gordon mentioned, where he said, you know, we shouldn't badmouth Obama, he's a good guy, and he wouldn't
right.
do that?
Right. Well, I've read quotes from three different McCain campaign stops, and it's just spiraling out of control. Each one, the crowd's getting more and more angry at him, and each one, he's going more and more out of his way to defend Obama. Well, meanwhile, there's some black guy that John McCain refers to as the hero of Selma, John Lewis, I think his name is, and McCain is praised this guy up and down several times. Well, being black, surprise, surprise, he's an Obama supporter. So he came out and really viciously, after McCain's been saying good stuff about this guy for like 10 years, he really attacks McCain, and he says that McCain rallies are reminiscent of George Wallace rallies.
Oh my God! He must have never been to a George Wallace
yeah,
rally. I would have attended a George Wallace rally. I don't think anybody would. I don't know how many people that supported Wallace are going to be going to these McCain rallies. Let me just put it that way.
Well,
I
anyway,
read that same article, and
McCain,
that was mild compared to some of the other things that the left
Obama.
Has been saying about McCain. They have referred to. His platform and his followers as Nazis. They've gone through the entire litany, and these are things that are truly slanderous, truly libelous, truly venomous, and they cannot even compare in ferocity to the things that Obama's opposition is saying about him. It's that old double standard that we as that many conservatives tend to accept. That the left can get away with murder practically, but we cannot.
So anyway,
we cannot even defend ourselves.
McCain requested that Obama rebuke this hero of Selma and apologize, to which Obama said no.
Of course he's not going to do that. That you know, playing fair and equal standards is for staff.
There's another big thing. Castro released Che Guevara's dictionaries from the Cuban archive.
Yeah, if folks go to CFCC.org. Kyle Rogers is the webmaster for the council, and you know, the Che Guevara guy, real nasty fellow. He's kind of like the hero of all these Obama folks, and you know, all these little leftist hippies
well,
I see running around Memphis. You know, they all wear him on their T-shirt. But Kyle, we got about 45 seconds left. If you want to hold the line, that's fine. We got a couple of minutes before we got to go to Kevin McDonald, but. 30 seconds, real quick. Anything else you want to say?
Well, I got pictures of two different Obama campaign offices where they have pictures of Guevara, but the point was that much like Gandhi, Gandhi also wrote something like 16 columns attacking Negroes. Che Guevara says that he became disillusioned and lost faith in the concept of world revolution when he went to the Congo, and he came to the conclusion that Negroes could never make any system of government work, much less socialism.
And that was Guevara, I guess.
Yeah, and
Obama
he said
that,
many.
We got to take a break, Kyle. Set tight. We'll be back right after this.
Okay.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the political cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Are you ready for the coming winter? Are you really ready for the diseases that have been cooked up for this year? Flu viruses, staph, even MRSA, or strep. Remember, flu vaccines are made from past year's viruses, not what's current and coming at you. Go to buyyoungliving essential oils.com, where you will find the top standardized therapeutic quality essential oils on the planet. Order and try out the body and environment safe Thieves product line. The antimicrobial essential oil blend, household cleaner, foaming hand soap, spray, throat lozenges, and many more. Use pure therapeutic grade essential oils because they are safe and many are extremely effective at killing any bacteria, virus, or fungus, and they never become resistant to these oils. At buyyounglivingessentialoils.com, you'll find out what it's really like to get your health back.
Hi folks, Ronnie McMullen here, host of The Prophetic Watch. As a radio host, many products cross my desk every week. Few products are truly worth endorsing because they don't work or there is some kind of catch or gimmick. Dr. Miller's Life Change Tea does exactly what it says. It cleans your body of chemicals, toxins, and parasites, and the effect is you lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. I wouldn't put my name behind this product if it didn't work. Here's how you order. Online, getthetea.com. That's getthetea, T-E-A, .com. Or call us, 928-308-0408. That's area code 928-308-0408. Finally, a natural prior you won't be disappointed in. Getthetea.com.
Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. To get on the show, call toll-free at 1-800-313-9443. And now here's your host at the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
We're going to hear from Dr. Kevin McDonald in about 4 minutes. So, Kyle, I want to turn it back over to you for just about 60 seconds. I'll give you a call on Monday. We'll set you up if you got if you want to talk more about all of this stuff. It's all important. We'll set you up for a segment next week, but we're
okay.
I overbooked the show. What can I say? But it's been a hell of a show. But I wanted to give you the final word here, Kyle.
I've actually been trying to contact you about advertising again.
Yeah, I've been trying. No, I got to call you. We got to do some business. I wrote you back, but I guess rather than using this radio show as to do business, we should do that over the phone. But I'll give you a call on Monday.
Okay.
But any final words, Kyle, before we move to Dr. McDonald? Do you want to pick it up next week?
Well, I'll just say that two of the top left-wing icons in this country, Gandhi and Guevara, we now know were quite open about their feelings toward Negroes, and they weren't very pleasant. They weren't politically correct.
You wouldn't know it if you looked on the walls, the pictures that hang on the walls of Obama campaign headquarters.
Yeah. Well, of course, another one is Margaret Sanger.
The kernel of truth, you'll only get here, folks. Thanks, Kyle, for the call. Talk to you later. Winston, we got Kevin McDonald coming up. Actually, whereas the other guests we've had on this evening, Paul Craig Roberts, Gordon Baum, and Reverend Ted Pike, respectively, were on the show tonight with all new interviews, exclusive interviews with us this evening. Kevin McDonald, we're actually going back to the archives on this one. Kevin McDonald is not going to be appearing live on the air tonight, whereas the other guests did. We're actually going back to play an audio file of a previously conducted interview that we did with Kevin McDonald Winston, and I wanted to do it specifically because I want folks to know what kind of man Kevin McDonald is. And just this week, the Academic Senate at California State University Long Beach voted overwhelmingly in favor of a resolution to disassociate the university from this so-called anti-Semitic and racist Professor Kevin McDonald. And they're saying that they are doing this because of his highly prejudicial view of Jews and non-whites. You know, the Southern Poverty Law Center, the rabid, you know, you want to know what a real racist is, go to the Southern Poverty Law Center, go to the Anti-Defamation League. And they, for years, have been trying to demonize Dr. Kevin McDonald, who is a good friend of mine, a good friend of yours, Winston. He's a man I've broken bread with. He has been on this program a couple of times, including as recently as June of this year. The interview we're about to play, though, on this program tonight, ladies and gentlemen, is an interview that we did with Dr. Kevin McDonald back in February of 2007. And by the way, if you want to, go to our website, thepoliticalcesspool.org. We have over 600, nearly 700 shows in our broadcast archives with all sorts of big names, such as the names we've had on tonight's program. And we want you to browse through our broadcast archives because there's just a litany of great radio in there available for you on demand at thepoliticalcesspool.org. But in light of the new sanctions that have befallen Dr. Kevin McDonald, I wanted folks to have the opportunity to hear him tonight. We didn't have an opportunity to book him on short notice to appear with us live, but I still wanted to play this tape tonight because it is timely due to what he's facing out there, the constant scorn. And I want people to hear him tonight. And then after hearing him in his own words, you tell me, folks, who you believe. Do you believe me when I tell you Kevin McDonald is a great man doing great work, or do you believe folks over at the Southern Poverty Law Center? Winston, we have about 2 minutes. Your thoughts on Kevin McDonald and his work.
James and my friends, not that James isn't my friend, what has happened to Dr. Kevin McDonald has proven something that we have been saying for a long time, and that is this: that the American academia, which is supposed to be the so-called free marketplace of ideas, has gone through the same collapse as has the free marketplace of finance. Our economy right now is in a shambles because of greedy people who saw only to their own interests, and the same thing has happened to American academia, to the colleges, to the universities, to the seminaries. They have been taken over by people who have an insidious self-interest. And no longer is the American university the free marketplace of ideas. It is now firmly in the grasp of Marxists, of people who are so hateful and so consumed with hatred that they have no room for any other viewpoint. That is what has happened to Kevin McDonald. And here is a man who I pray to God will be able to rise above this tyranny, this Gestapo-like tactic that has been thrown upon him. We need to find a way to support Dr. Kevin McDonald because he now has the credibility of a man who has truly paid the price.
Well, thank God is right, and thank God Kevin McDonald has tenure out there, or else he'd probably be out on the street. If you want to get some links pertaining to Kevin McDonald, go to our website at thepoliticalcesspool.org. He just released a new book, Cultural Insurrection. You can order it at thepoliticalcesspool.org. And we'll be back right after this.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of The Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Go to drinkjujube.com. That's drinkjujube.com. And find out what two dangers you really do face today, and how drinking the juice of the jujube fruit protects you against both. The jujube fruit has been used in Chinese medicine for almost 4,000 years. At drinkjujube.com, find out why thousands of people, including football star John Elway, featured there in a CBS TV interview, are drinking every day the energizing juice of the powerful, concentrated, free radical-fighting nutritional drink of jujube, plus 7 other highly acclaimed fruits and berries, 12 essential vitamins, and 68 minerals, all in highly absorbable, bio-ready, convenient 1-ounce servings. In today's fast-paced, stressful, toxin-filled environments, you need the extra edge to stay that cut above. DrinkJujube.com.
And now, let's return to the Political Cesspool with your host, James Edwards.
A man of your stature to expose the truth on such a taboo subject.
Well, you know, it's just a matter of reading about things. In the case of immigration, I really wasn't aware of that, but I was just doing research on anti-Semitism in America, and I started to realize that Jews, you know, going back to the beginning of the last century, were, you know, deeply involved in immigration movements, and that really was a sort of Jewish community interest, and that the main Jewish activist organizations were all involved in that. And in the case of neoconservatives, it was just basically reading the newspapers, you know, and trying to understand, you know, how these people's ethnic commitments were shaping their attitudes and foreign policy. I mean, it's interesting just today to see the story about Douglas Fife and all the papers today about how he's now, you know, been officially declared to behave inappropriately in as far as the manufacture of intelligence leading up to the war in Iraq. This is an extremely serious charge. But, you know, what I talk about is his deep Jewish commitments, his very strong connections to the parties in Israel and that sort of thing. You know, so it's not rocket science. I mean, these people have a strong paper trail of their ethnic commitments, and now, you know, we're finding out that they have been involved in falsifying evidence and so on, leading us to this extremely disastrous war that we're engaged in now. Yeah.
Well, you look at the Bush administration, and without a doubt, I think Pat Buchanan once said Capitol Hill is Israeli-occupied territory. And that can either be a good or a bad thing, depending on your political philosophy. Certainly, we don't think it's in favor of American interest to have that occur. When these Jews in question have, in the case of Michael Chertoff, and there are others, dual citizenship with a foreign country, and these are the people that are heading up our government. And then when you expose that in this Orwellian era, men like you who speak honestly about these politically incorrect issues get maligned by the enforcers of cultural Marxism. Why does that occur?
Yeah, we're seeing that quite a bit these days. President Carter's book is the most recent example, where here you have very, very great, someone who's involved in a lot of charity work. He's won the Nobel Prize, and here he's being accused of being an anti-Semite. His name is being smeared. There's all this intimidation going on. And the same with Professors Mearsheimer and Walt at the University of Chicago and Harvard, respectively. They've been attacked as anti-Semites. So it really doesn't matter how truthful you are, how honest you are, how much evidence you have. It's not going to matter. They're going to call you an anti-Semite. They're going to do what they can to keep this from becoming widely known and discussed by the average person. I think a lot of people know now, but we're still a long ways from influencing Congress. I don't see any indication that Congress or the president is going to change in this regard. So, but I think it's a gradual process. When more and more smart people who are writing op-eds and understand what happened, I think it's a matter of time before you start to influence the political class in Washington.
So is it just basically the old communist tactic? If you can't argue with a man's ideas and his research, you try to discredit him, try to marginalize him in such a way that the average American wouldn't want to be associated with some kind of vile degenerate?
Yes, and those tactics have been very effective. I mean, calling someone a racist or an anti-Semite is just, most people would just be horrified to be called that. And it's certainly the case where when I was first called an anti-Semite, it's chilling. It's it's very difficult to deal with. I certainly, as an academic, I wasn't used to that kind of thing. But if after a while you just start to accept that's part of the territory,
that's
going to happen. It happens to everybody who gets involved. I don't care who you are. If you're a president, I don't care if you're a professor at Harvard, or if you're a billionaire, you're going to be smeared and intimidated. They don't care who you are.
You're exactly right about that. And, it seems to happen to everyone. And I can remember the first time it happened to us. And you have to have thick skin. At first, I spent some time scratching my head asking why they would say these things about us, and I'm sure you did too. But then you get used to it. It's a sad day and age when you have to get used to that kind of behavior and those bullying tactics. But it would be one thing, when you're talking about the freedom of speech about any issue, and this is a country that supposedly lives on the First Amendment, even if you are dead wrong in your thesis, you ought to be able to express your God-given freedom of speech. But what's so sad about your work in particular is that you've been proven right in your ideas over the course of the last 3 years. No honest observer of politics can say that our foreign policy doesn't blatantly favor Israel and only Israel. But what's really going on in the Middle East? Why are we over there?
Well, in the case of Iraq, there was this huge buildup by the neoconservatives. It's an amazing story, really. All the involvement in the op-ed, departments of newspapers, television, the Fox News Channel, a huge involvement in the media. But also, within the administration, people like Paul Wolfowitz, people like Douglas Feith, and so on. There's a whole lot of them. And they all sort of interact together, and, collectively, they had a huge influence. And I think, frankly, that President Bush was sort of naive when he began his presidency. I think he's probably smarter now, but I think when he began, I really don't think he was up to the job in the sense of being able to, deal with these very strong personalities who had very strong agendas. I don't think he really saw where these people were coming from. At least I would hope not, because if he did know, then he's just criminally traitorous to have done this.
Dr. McDonald.
So it's an amazing story.
Yeah, go ahead.
This 80 mil right here, Dr. McDonald, I kind of have to disagree on you because it seems to me that he would have to be incredibly stupid not to have seen that in the beginning, and even more so now that after he's been with the presidency, what, 6 years now, and he sees and he knows anybody, unless he really is retarded, legally retarded, he would have to know that he's been led down the primrose path into the fighting a war for the, you know, to make the world safe for Israel, like Pat Buchanan and others would say.
I think that at this point.
So why would he keep doing that? I mean, if he's just naive, why would he keep on doing that?
Well, I think now he's stuck. I mean, I once he's in there, it's not easy to get out without, you know, losing face, without,
right.
You know.
But he's already lost face.
A disastrous
though.
Situation in Iraq. I mean, the civil war's already started. And everybody who looked at it, I mean, I read a lot of stuff before the war, and I also predicted this would happen. A lot of people could see this coming. You have a society that is based on these three sects that haven't gotten along in 1,000 years. You're not going to go in there with an army and institute democracy, and they're going to be like Republicans and Democrats, you know, and Kiwanis Club. It's just not going
to
happen.
Well, and you know, I guess it doesn't really matter. I mean, it would be good, it would be nice to know if you were curious, but whether he was complicit in this scheme or just
ignorant. I would like to know. I really would.
It would be interesting to know, but I guess at the end of the day, it doesn't matter.
I think Cheney certainly was far more involved and sort of knew what
I would buy that. I would certainly agree with that.
Yeah, he was involved in these neoconservative think tanks for, you know, throughout the 1990s, and he's very well known in that circle. He's a member of the Jewish Institute for National Security Affairs. I mean, that's one of the main neoconservative lobbying groups. Well, you know, the fact that our vice president, who's not Jewish, was involved in that just shows how close his ties were.
But Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, go ahead.
I guess I was just going to sum up what we were talking about earlier, and while we're over there, I guess it could come down to the simplest answer. When a government fills the positions of highest power with Jewish people, they are going to do inherently what is best for them and their loyalty, and that would be Israel. So I guess when you have a government that is in large part filled with Jews, they're going to do what's right by them. Does it just come down to that?
Well, I think that's true, but I always want to say, I always write this, that it's not all Jews. I mean, we're talking about a group. In fact, these neocons are not even a majority of Jews. Most Jews are still on the left. You know, they're still harking back to the long, you know, a relationship between Jews and the Democratic Party and the sort of left wing, you know, movements in this country. So it's a matter of a particular set of Jews, and the fact is that the American, the organized Jewish community is now dominated by people who are strongly associated with the far right in Israel. They are expansionists, they're linked with the settler movements, the religious fundamentalists, and they're basically want to expand the territory of Israel at the expense of the Palestinians. That's what's really going on over here. But again, I mean, you see now that the organized Jewish community and these neocons are really trying to suppress dissent within the Jewish community. They can't stand it. Someone like Tony Jute, you know, would write something for the New York Times where he's critical of the neocons and calling attention to some of the fact that these neocons are Jewish and so on. So it's no secret anymore. And they're trying to suppress the actual dissent within the Jewish community because it is there. But the organized Jewish community is gung-ho in favor of these very expansionist policies in Israel, and the same political agenda as the neocons.
Well, and I guess, too, we can't heap all the blame on the perpetrators. I think at some point responsibility has to be laid at the feet of the American people.
It absolutely does.
And their naivete. You wrote a passage in one of your recent columns that I really appreciated, and I wanted to share it with the audience and then get your take on it. And you wrote this: the vast majority of Americans live under the comfortable illusion that theirs is a free country. They suppose that issues are openly and honestly debated in the newspapers and on talk shows. In this imaginary world, all issues affecting public policy are on the table and are constantly scrutinized by the best and the brightest. That's not the way it really is, though, is it?
It's not the way it really is. And that's the sad thing. I mean, and the fact is, most Americans, unless they're, you know, sort of, you know, unless they are actively involved in the Internet, they're really not aware of this stuff yet, because there's a sort of blanketing of the mainstream media and talk shows and so on. You just don't hear this kind of stuff discussed, and it's a sort of self-censorship, you know, because people know what happens when you violate that. We see what happens when President Carter did. We see what happens when Mayor Sherman won. We see what happens when I do it. There's immediate, very strong reaction. So to some extent, it's ignorance, but it's also fear. The people who know are afraid to do anything. I mean, you have these politicians like Paul Finley. I mean, he stood up to Israel 20, 25 years ago, and he lost a seat in Congress. That's all that happened. You know, and so people know what the score is, you know, that you can't really fight these people without taking a huge hit. That's the way it is.
Well, and unfortunately, that is the way it is. And of course, you've got a man of your stature, your intellect. You represent a prestigious university, and even you're coming down with these scurrilous adjectives. And it seems as though even questioning whether or not our current foreign policy or immigration policy is what's in our best interest, even just objectively questioning that, is enough to warrant accusations of bigotry and anti-Semitism these days. Why is such censorship in America now?
It's just remarkable. I mean, just the case with immigration. You can't even, you know, have a discussion about the economic effects of immigration. You know, even whether it's legal or not legal. I mean, in the last year, we finally started to talk about immigrants that are not legal. You know, the illegals, but we still don't talk about the million of legal immigrants and the change this is producing in the country, and the huge dislocations and the cultural conflicts that we're seeing more and more every day. You can't talk about that. And I mean, it's like we almost live in a Soviet Union, only sort of a soft version where you don't go to the gulag, but you're ignored, you're marginalized. What?
I mean, we were just saying, not yet.
Not yet. I mean, I think that people at the Southern Poverty Law Center and, you know, Heidi Byers, they would love to put people in jail. I mean, they would just love to do that. And I think they would, you know, look fondly towards the day when they could lock up all their enemies. But, you know, still we have is the First Amendment, so we can still do this kind of stuff. We'll see how long it lasts. I don't know.
Well, Dr. McDonald, you know, one thing that you've talked about a lot is the group evolutionary strategy as it applies to Jews, and you have mentioned in some of your writings that they've had this long history in the various nations of which they populated of gaining power due to various tactics that they employ, and that's certainly the case here in America today. And we talked about, and you're right. It's not to say that every leader in our government is Jewish. That's certainly not true. But it does. The fact still remains that many of them do have dual loyalties with two different countries, America and Israel. Is that a concern worth our attention?
Well, absolutely. I think that that you're talking about a group that simply has way more power than their numbers. You're talking about a group with great wealth. You know, if you look at the main contributors to the Democratic Party, you know, it's without Jewish money, they would basically be bankrupt. So it's in the political process, but also in the media. And, you know, they're very intelligent, they work very hard, and they're very good at what they do. But the result is that they have this incredible ability to influence the political process and the culture and issues like immigration and so on. And so, in the end, in my book on anti-Semitism, fundamentally what you see across history is that eventually groups that where there are conflicts of interest with Jews develop, you know, anti-Jewish attitudes and movements and so on.
Right.
So the real source of anti-Semitism in general is conflicts of interest, rational conflicts of interest, where Jews have a great deal of power. And of course we see in our country now that Jews do have a great deal of power, but you know, at this point there are no anti-Jewish movements. And I'm not advocating any such thing, but I think that Jews should be aware that that these issues of dual loyalty are really coming to a head now. And I think that, you know, a lot of smart, honest people are understanding that there's something wrong here when the foreign policy of this country is basically being driven by an agenda of a different country and different people.
And let's not hate to take a look at that. I don't know if this is...
Ladies and gentlemen, that was, as an oldie but goodie, one of my very favorite interviews out of all the shows we've ever conducted here on the Political Festival. That one of two interviews we've conducted with Dr. Kevin MacDonald. He made a more recent appearance on June 1st to the Political Cesspool, and I wanted to play that tonight in light of the academic sanctions that have befallen that man at California State University, Long Beach. So you make up your own mind based upon what you heard tonight. Is he a well-reasoned scholar and a gentleman, or is he a rabid anti-Semite racist neo-Nazi as the ADL and the Southern Poverty Law Center would portray him? They portray us the same way that they portray Dr. Kevin MacDonald. Who's telling the truth? Well, we'll let you decide that. We're going to take a break. We're going to wrap up the show right after this.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
Hi there. The Political Cesspool listeners are well-informed and proactive. Have you heard much about the killer MRSA in your area? Here's some information I'll bet you didn't know much about. We've come across doctors who don't know. Visit 12diseases.com, where you'll find an ebook about how to protect your child from the 12 diseases your mother never told you about. Guard parent. Things like deadly MRSA, methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, rampant in hospitals, schools, and clinics, or Chagas, known well south of the border, and many others we might have heard about, but think, we don't have to worry about that. This is not some encyclopedia or complex medical book. You'll learn quickly about 12 emerging or re-emerging diseases that have horrible consequences for the health and well-being of your children. It's written in a plain, easy-to-read format that anyone can understand. That's 12diseases.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cartavite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cartavite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. To get on the show, call toll-free at 1-800-313-9443. And now here's your host of the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
Welcome back to the waning moments of tonight's program, ladies and gentlemen, the Political Cesspool radio program. I am your host, James Edwards. Winston Smith has been co-hosting with me tonight. Winston Smith actually called into the program tonight to host from Asia. I believe Winston's in China tonight, if I'm not mistaken. And anyway, he got ran out of his hotel room by the housekeeping, so he's gone. He'll be back next week. We might even bring Bill Rowland and Eddie the Bombardier Miller off the bench. Eddie hasn't even been able to co-host since we've been on RBN because he works Saturday nights at the hospital. He's a nurse. So I don't know what we're going to do with these guys. But I'll always be here for you, and one of my three co-hosts will always be here, be it Bill Rowland or Winston Smith or Eddie Miller. And, of course, we'll always have great guests for you. And tonight we had a quartet of them, Paul Craig Roberts, Gordon Lee Baum, and Reverend Ted Pike all making appearances this evening exclusively on the program, live interviews. And then Kevin McDonald in an interview you just heard, that came out of the broadcast archives, actually, from February of 2007, an interview that I happened to have the opportunity to do with Kevin McDonald. If you're interested in getting more information on any of our guests this evening, go to our website, thepoliticalcesspool.org. There on one of two blogs we have there on the website, you'll be able to find the show links pertaining to the issues that our guests were discussing on tonight's program. All that and more can be found at thepoliticalcesspool.org. And keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, that this award-winning broadcast can be heard every Saturday night from 9 p.m. until midnight right here on AM 1380 WLRM Radio in Memphis, Tennessee. And, of course, and a very big blessing for us on the Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org, live 9 to midnight central every Saturday evening. And then, of course, our broadcast archives are available on demand 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thepoliticalcesspool.org. Again, I want to thank our great guests this evening and the entire hosting staff of the Political Cesspool and our production crew. I always tape this part of the show because I always forget everyone, so just know that I'm thinking about you. I don't want to go through a litany of names and then forget that one person. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, another thing. I mentioned this earlier. It's been such a busy show tonight, and I want to mention it again before we leave. For all the callers that didn't get a chance to come on tonight because we were so busy, please call in next week. We would love to hear from you, and we will make every possible attempt to get to your calls next week. And that being said, the Political Cesspool is having a birthday. I have been raised to love birthdays, and I love my own birthdays a little bit less now than I used to because I'm getting older, but I still love the Political Cesspool's birthday because we're still we're not even a toddler yet. Our four-year anniversary is coming up on October 26th, so we're going to have a big on-air birthday party later on this month and much more between now and then. So a lot to look forward to on this program, a lot to look forward to on Republic Broadcasting. Go to our website. Send us an email. Stay tuned. God bless you. God keep you. And remember to live life the way we do, without retreat, surrender, or apology. This is James Edwards signing off. I'll see you next Saturday.
To learn more about us or to make a donation to help keep this program on the air, go to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
It's the same old thing.